Welcome to the Purdue Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick. In this installment of the Dairy Digest, Amy Nguyen, a veterinary student at Purdue University, working with Dr. Jonathan Townsend, will provide an overview of fresh cow monitoring.
Fresh cows are especially vulnerable to numerous metabolic and infectious diseases shortly after parturition. With 30 to 50% of cows being affected by fresh cow diseases, early detection of sick cows is essential to optimize milk production, reproductive success, and overall herd health. Monitoring of fresh cows is most successful when cows are separated into a specific fresh cow pen after calving. This allows for easier health evaluations and monitoring of feed intakes during this critical time. Having separate groups also allows for a specific fresh cow ration that better meets the nutritional requirements of a cow in this stage of lactation. Whether separate housing is possible or not, it is important to monitor the cow's attitude, feed intake, and behavior every day. If the cow appears lethargic or has a decreased dry matter intake, evaluating a rectal temperature or performing a complete physical exam can give a better idea of health status. Typically, rectal temperature less than 101 degrees Fahrenheit or greater than 103 degrees Fahrenheit can be indicative of disease and requires intervention. Manure consistency, rumen function, and vulvar discharge can also indicate common fresh cow diseases such as displaced abomasums, retained fetal membranes, or metritis. Monitoring milk or urine for high ketones is another easy way to evaluate the cow's energy balance and allow for the early treatment of subclinical ketosis before secondary diseases develop. While monitoring for disease is important, good record keeping of fresh cow diseases and milk production can help in the assessment of overall herd health. Specifically, the proportion of fresh cows with disease, daily and peak milk production weights, and fresh cow death and call rates can give clues on the overall herd health status.